It's time to leave it at the door. And I'll tell you what that is in just a second. First, do you want to discover the innovative approach to enhancing performance and retention? You can do that with AppWork, where gamification and ratings bring out the best in your service team. Now, if that sounds exciting or intriguing, you can go to appworkco.com to learn more. That's appworkco.com to learn more. So, what do you need to leave at the door? I've often been an advocate, and I'm still an advocate, that there is not a coat hanger that sits just right outside of the threshold of your business where people can conveniently hang all of their problems before they cross the threshold to come into your place of business to do work, to administer what it is you do as an organization. I've been an advocate of that. I believe that you have to create a psychologically safe place internal to your organization where people can show up as whole self and can operate as whole self, and you can support them mentally, physically, emotionally, et cetera, and they can approach your business with a good mindset as a result of that safe space. Now, all that being said, what I am not an advocate for is pettiness. And what you can leave on the coat hanger, on that coat hook, right outside of the threshold of a business is your pettiness. If you are prone to slighting remarks or passive aggressiveness or not being able to speak your mind in a productive way, then you can leave that outside. Because when you show up to do business in an organization, as terse as it might sound, we all need to be adult about our conversations. We need to be adult about the way that we conduct business. If you're in an environment where pettiness exists, and pettiness can show up in many different forms, pettiness can show up in the way of people not looking you in the eye because they feel discomfortable or uncomfortable, rather, for whatever reason. They completely avoid you, or if you're sitting in the same room with someone, they just don't make eye contact with you, or they don't engage in conversation with you directly, even if you ask them questions or you make statements in their direction. That's pettiness. And that can stay outside on the coat hanger, on the coat hook, outside the threshold of the business because it's not productive. It brings to mind that people need to be courageous enough to have emotionally loaded conversations in a moment of truth, and be ready that people are going to respond to you in a way that might, if you're not comfortable in your own skin, might come across as combative, might come across as a retort that you're unable to handle for some reason. But the pettiness is what needs to stay outside. It's not productive to the governance of your business. It's not productive to the facilitation of your business. It's not productive to creating the outcomes for your business. So my encouragement to every one of you who are leaders, and even if you are not a leader in an organization, you're still an influencer in some way, shape, or form. So show up without the pettiness, leave that outside. If you see somebody that is acting petty inside of an organization, feel free to call them out in a way that is graceful, that is productive, that is constructive, and rid that out of your organization. Get it out. Weed it out of your organization because you will be a much better organization rather as a result of weeding it out, calling it out, and putting it on the carpet and debating it and understanding what is driving it at the end of the day. So that's it for today. And before we take off, I just want to remind you to go to appworkco.com, appwork.com to learn more about how AppWork is gamifying and bringing ratings to your service team members. It's super interesting what they're doing, and they're taking information, allowing you to curate that in a way that allows you to make informed decisions on the service side of your business, put in place very powerful strategies that move your business forward. So appworkco.com, go learn more today. Take care. We'll